This is Ozarks at Large. Sunday night, the 2013 Grammy Awards will be handed out at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. It's the 55th edition of the Grammys. Nominees for the most high-profile awards include the Lumineers, Frank Ocean, the Black Keys, Fun, Taylor Swift, and Mumford & Sons. Wayne Bell is with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to help us get ready for Sunday night. Wayne, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very, very good. And, you know, when you look at the lineup of nominees and presenters and performers for Sunday night, it seems like the Grammy Awards have put together a pretty interesting show.
Well, you would think during the Super Bowl that they must be really proud of them because they kept running this commercial. And then they would go, that's just in the first hour. Yeah. And I was like, I know what hour three of the Grammys feel like.
They feel like 2 hours.
Yeah, it's like here comes the tributes
right. And
the, you know, the special performances by people that you thought had passed years ago and...
You know, the Grammys, for years, more than any of the other big award shows, had a reputation for being out of step with kind of what was the best in music. You look at the nomination list this year and Critics' Best 10, and there's a lot of carryover. That it seems like there has been a concerted effort over the last few years to try to honor not necessarily just the best-selling music, but the music that at least to some degree also is the most respected among the critics.
Well, yeah, and you know, you always notice it with the nominations, and now with the winners, you know, they've really tried to branch out. So they have a branch in Memphis and in Nashville and, you know, Seattle. So all these different regions have a voice. You know, you hope that the best gets rewarded. It still rarely does. You know, last year was great with Adele, but this year, you know, I guess that they did nominate the best they had, but it just wasn't that great a year. Like, I kept looking over the nominations and going, I wonder in a few years if we're going to remember who Fun or Gautier
right.
or, you know, yeah, some of these other acts are, but for what they had to pick from, I guess they did fine.
Well, Record of the Year nominees include the Black Keys for Lonely Boy, Kelly Clarkson for Stronger, Fun for We Are Young, Somebody That I Used to Know, Gautier, and Frank Ocean, Thinking About You, and Taylor Swift, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, yet another song from Taylor Swift about breaking up or something.
Yeah, and they must have had a tie because they ended up with six of them.
Now, last year, as you mentioned, everyone knew that Adele was going to sweep. No such front runner, I think, this year. Maybe
no.
Frank Ocean.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily see that happening. I don't think that I can't see that necessarily happening. I would say for Record of the Year, which is for the overall production of a song, I think it's probably between Fun and Gautier. And I don't know which way that's going to go. I mean, both of those songs kind of make me tick a little now after hearing them so much. But, you know, I like the Kelly Clarkson song. It's empowering. I love the Black Keys song. And it's probably going to go to Fun or Gautier. And I guess if you went by nomination count alone, it would be Fun because they're all over those top categories. The big category is Album of the Year.
Right. The nominated artists are the Black Keys, Fun, Mumford & Sons, Frank Ocean, and Jack White.
I wish the Black Keys would win that, but I have a feeling it's probably between Mumford & Sons and...
Frank Ocean.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like that would be right for Mumford & Sons. They're one of those groups that is nominated a lot at the Grammys, but they've never won.
All right, so I'll be watching, as will you, right?
Yeah, it's always a good show.
All right. And quickly, one of the hardest things to do in show business is to perform at halftime of the Super Bowl Sunday night. Beyonce was the latest. I thought she did a great job.
I did, too. I thought she did really great and made the best of her 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Bay State Republicans look for somebody to run for Senate after Scott Brown and Tag Romney nix the idea. Jersey's Bob Menendez says he's being smeared. New Yorkers remember Ed Koch, and Hillary Clinton leaves big shoes to fill at the State Department. I'm Neil Cunnan. Political junkie Ken Rudin returns, plus Hank Stuever on the Americans and rooting for the bad guys. Next, Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation coming up next here on KUAF 91.3 FM.